Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace, celebrating 20 years of discipling others through Charis Bible College worldwide. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Again today, I'm continuing to talk about financial stewardship, and I'm into the middle of my fourth week of teaching on this, and I've still got at least one more week to go, maybe two. And I've just covered a lot of scriptures, and I'm trying to change not only the information, but the whole mindset towards prosperity. God wants you to prosper, not just so that you can have things, but so that you can be a blessing. The Lord told Abram over in Genesis chapter 12, He says, I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Before He could bless others, He had to be blessed Himself. You can't give away what you don't have. And there are many people I know who have a good heart and they want to be a blessing to others, but they can't do it. There are some of you watching this program right now that your church is in a building program, or they want to go on television, or they want to support some missions work, or, you know, we are starting up a missions project in Karamoja, a sub-region of Uganda in Africa, and we have an opportunity to change 1.8 million people that have basically heard very little of the gospel. It's nearly a virgin territory, and we are going in and preaching the gospel and drilling water wells and starting enterprises and micro loans, and we're doing all of these things. I tell you, it is tremendous. As a matter of fact, by the time you watch this program, I will have just returned from being over there in Karamoja, and we're going to ramp it up and go to the next level and start doing things. And there are many of you that when you hear this, you say, man, I'd like to do something. I'd like to help those people. I forget the exact figures right now, but I think it's only for like $2,000 we can put in a water purification system that will take care of hundreds of people for a full year period of time for, I think it's even less than $2,000. I think it's probably $200. I'll give you the stats once I come back and once all of this gets done, and we'll promote it. But you know, that's really, really cheap. And many of you would like to, oh man, I wished I could do that. But you can't spare $200. Your heart's right. You want to give, but you can't do it. You know what? That's not the way that God intended it. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, that God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. There are many of you that say, boy, this is a good work. That's a good work. I want to help, but I can't. Then according to Scripture, you aren't prosperous. You need to start prospering so that you can abound unto every good work, so that you can help people do things that you are committed to. I tell you, this is why God wants to prosper. He wants to bless you so that He can make you a blessing. You can't bless others if you aren't blessed. And there are many people that just haven't believed this. They think that somehow or another having prosperity is evil, it's selfish, it's greedy. But it's not if you use it the scriptural way. And this is what I was talking about yesterday. Ephesians 4, 28 says, the reason you work is so that you can have to give to others. I paired that with Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, where it says, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all of these other things, what you eat, where you sleep, what you're clothed with, will be added unto you. In other words, if you will put God's kingdom first, if you will give to God first, not the leftovers, but the first fruits, not the last fruits, if you would put God first, God will take care of your needs supernaturally. God is the one who paves His streets with gold. The foundations of His city are all pearls and precious stones and rubies and sapphires and things. God is not cheap. God is extravagant. And I guarantee you, if God becomes your source, if God was the one who took and provided all of these things, many of you would be prosperous much more than you are. Now again, it's a hard attitude. The goal is to be a blessing to others. That has to be the goal of why you want to really prosper, so that you can be a blessing. But it's one hand to receive, and then the other hand is to give it to others. But as the money flows through, there's plenty for you. This is, you know, if you were to just listen to what I'm saying about you put other people first, there's some people that would think, well, then I would have nothing. And I would just be without because all my money's going to other people. Well, if there wasn't a God who promised that when you give, it will be given back unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. If there wasn't a God who promised that He would prosper you and make you receive a hundredfold return, Mark chapter 10, in this life, not just in the one to come, but in this life, a hundredfold. If God wasn't real and if He hadn't made those promises, well, then it's true that when you give to others and put them ahead of yourself, that you would do without. But since there is a God who has promised that you would receive a hundredfold in this life, it's not that way. I can promise you, you can't outgive God. As much as you try and put first the kingdom of God and you take the first fruits and you give to God before you take care of yourself, God will cause you to prosper. I have seen it happen in my life. Jamie and I went through poverty. I explained that. It was primarily my own stupidity that caused us to prosper, but nonetheless, my heart was right even though my head was wrong. Jamie and I have never, ever had a dollar come our way that we didn't give off of it. I mean, back when we were poor, if we needed $100 to pay our rent and if somebody gave us $100 exactly, we'd have given 10 off of it and have only had 90 left and we would have gone ahead and believed God for the extra. I'm not saying that you have to do that, but I'm just saying that's how fanatic we've been about this. We have always, always given God the first fruit off of anything that comes our way. And because of it, I can testify that as the money flows through, there's always been plenty for me. God has taken care of me. We're debt-free. God takes care of us. Our ministry is debt-free, just about debt-free. We do owe a little bit, but I'm percentage-wise probably 1% debt compared to what God has given us, and we're in the process of paying that off. I mean, we are blessed, blessed, blessed. And I can testify that it works. God takes care of you. God takes care of you when you put first the kingdom of God. So this is a statement that I know it sounds impossible to people, but if you would put first the kingdom of God, if you would recognize that, God, the reason I want to prosper so I can be a blessing, and if you would do that first and foremost, God would take care of you better accidentally than you've ever taken care of yourself on purpose before. If when you go to write a budget, instead of putting down mortgage, car payment, insurance, food, this, that, all of this other stuff, if you'd put down first thing, tithe, giving, and if that was your first thing, like say, for instance, if you made, I'm just pulling figures out of the air, but if you made $50,000 last year and you gave $5,000 in tithes, instead of saying, oh God, I want to make $60,000, instead what you ought to do is say, God, I gave $5,000, I want to double it. I want to go up to $10,000. And in order to go up to $10,000, then that would have to mean I have to have a job that produces $100,000. Father, I'm believing for a job, not so that you get a bigger house and car. Those things would come as a byproduct, as a result of putting first the kingdom of God. But you say, I want to have a $100,000 a year job so that I can give $10,000 or $20,000 or whatever it is. See, if that was your mindset, if we were putting first the kingdom of God, if we labored so that we could have to give to him that needs, God would take care of you supernaturally. This is a complete reversal from the way most people think. Most people think about, oh God, I want more so I can have more. No, I want more so I can give more. And as I give more, you can't outgive God. God will take care of you. God will prosper you. I can promise it. I've seen it in myself. And I've not only seen this in myself, I've seen it in other people. You know, we've had people come to our Bible college who were so poor that they had to sleep in their car. But as they begin to start learning these things and believing, God has prospered them. I'm thinking of a number of people right now. Matter of fact, some of these people we actually have testimonies on. You know, I'm thinking of Kevin and Rachel Dowling. This is a couple that were actually living on the streets. They were dope addicts. They were eating out of Dipsy dumpsters, getting their food out of these dumpsters. and they got born again, but they still weren't really prospering until they came to Bible college. In Bible college, they not only learned the Word about their marriage and about how to get off of dope and how to be free in those areas, but they learned these things about prosperity is for others. And did you know Kevin and Rachel now, they have prospered. They live in a house not very far from me. They have a big refrigerated truck that they use to feed multitudes of people. They feed all of these hungry people. They supply other ministries in the Colorado Springs area with food so that they can go out and do their food distribution programs. And they still have so much left over that they bring in enough food and pastries and things like this for all of our 600 plus students in our Bible college up in Woodland Park. I mean, these people are prospering now, and they're using this prosperity to literally feed hundreds and thousands of people. People who at one time were living on the street, eating out of Dipsy dumpsters, are now prosperous. But what are they using this prosperity for? Yes, they're taken care of. They bought a motorcycle, which was something that they've always wanted to do. God has taken care of them. I'm not saying that you do without, but I'm saying their priority is on other people. And because of it, they're just prospering. If you would get this attitude where, God, I want to prosper so I could be a blessing, not just so I could be blessed. If God can get it through you, He will get it to you. I promise you that. Watch this story about Kevin and Rachel Dowling and how God has turned their life around. It'll be a blessing to you. And then write and get these materials.
Me and Rachel decided to get married. I went to my father's house to let him know. And we were sitting at the kitchen table. And he looked directly at Rachel and said, "Don't marry this piece of crap. He will destroy your life."
The first time I met Kevin was on Grant's Central Station.
We talked for a while. Her train came and she got on it and left. And later on that night, I bumped into her on Lexington Avenue. And ever since that day, we have been together. Every penny that we were able to hustle, steal, or con somebody out of went to the dope man. Because of our drug habit that left us on the streets. We never knew where we were going to sleep. We found cardboard boxes right in the middle of the street. We would just pull up near a building and we would actually sleep in that box for the night.
We were hungry. And, you know, we used to go to this pizza place and we saw this dumpster. And we just decided to look in there and we found some pizza. We found pizza and we started eating it.
A lot of times me and my wife ate at soup kitchens and churches and we got food from food pantries also. But there was a Lutheran church and on Sundays they gave a breakfast out for the homeless. And you didn't have to go to service or nothing, you just ate in the auditorium. Me and my wife started doing that on Sundays, but we started hanging out. And we started helping the people clean up, putting the chairs away, washing things, putting the tables away and stuff. And we got to meet some of the elders and the people of the church there. And that's when we started going to church. Now, we weren't saved or nothing. We were still living on the streets, and they didn't know we were getting high. There was this lady, Pat Ritzel, that we met through church.
And thank God that she invited us, two strangers, in her home.
I was sitting at the kitchen table. And Pat just kept telling me, "You know, Kevin, God loves you. And He will always love you no matter what." It was right there when I just felt something move in my heart. And she asked me, "Kevin, do you want to give your life to the Lord?" And I'll tell you, that was the greatest thing I ever did in my life. I mean, I just received Jesus right there, right in her kitchen. And I was so excited. I mean, it was so joyful. It was awesome. So I went to Rachel and I said, Ray,
I got saved. Give your life over. And then I said, honey, I'm not worthy.
But you know what? Praise God. The next day,
she told me how much God loved me.
She gave her life over. And it was awesome. Our drug habit was so bad, and we were just sick of the way we were living. We found a Christian rehab that took husbands and wives. We went into the rehab, and I turned myself in because I was wanted and I violated my probation. That's when I was locked up, and my wife stayed in the program. As soon as that year passed and I cleared everything with the court system, I went up to my probation officer. Her name was Mrs. Rodriguez, and I said to her, Mrs. Rodriguez, if I stay here in New York, I'm only going to get in trouble again, and you're going to see me again. And she said, Kevin, you're supposed to go in front of a judge to get released out of the state of New York. She said, I'm going to stand in for you. You call me when you get those tickets, and you call me when you get to Chicago. And that's what we did. We lived in Chicago for 5 years, and then we moved to Pennsylvania. And that's when we found Andrew Womack.
God extended his love towards you, and that while you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you. And if you have accepted that love and been born again, then much more now does God love you, because He sees you in the Spirit. God is a Spirit, and to worship Him, you have to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And God is looking at you in the Spirit, and that Spirit never fluctuates and changes, even though your actions fluctuate, because you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1:13, and you retain that same right standing with God now.
If it wasn't for Him, I don't know where we'd be today. For God using that man to help us where we were, you know, we wouldn't be here today.
We watched Him every day. We started ordering materials, and that's when we found out about the Bible College. We were very interested. And it was so funny because in Pennsylvania, we were looking for a home, we were looking for a house, and all the doors kept closing on us. So one night I came home and I woke up my wife and I said, honey, why don't we just go to Colorado and go to Bible College? And she looked at me and she just looked me in the eyes with such compassion and said, I've been waiting for you to say that. And what a blessing. I mean, as soon as we did that, we got a phone call and we were owed money that we never knew about. And, you know, it wasn't a whole lot of money, but it was a blessing. I paid off the car right away. We saved enough money. We waited a year. We came to CBC in 2008. Next junkie in CBC, just sitting under the instructions of the teachers, just has changed my life. We learned that we didn't have to earn anything, that God just loved us, and He just gave us the gift of salvation for free. Through the teaching of the Word, I noticed God's grace in my life. And the more you just keep focused on God and just staying in His Word and just loving on the Lord, you know what? I have noticed there are things in my life that I didn't even try to change, and I don't even do it no more, because it's just the love of God. And when you walk in love, I mean, when you love God first and then you love your neighbor as yourself, you know, everything falls into place. In school, they have a lot of different ministries that the students could participate in. There was a food ministry. That was ours. And since we took the food ministry over, we ran it through our whole second year, and now we graduated the school. Now we're volunteers bringing food 3 times a week. But not only are we serving the students at the school, we are serving other ministries. We are serving churches. Now, I mean, we're getting thousands and thousands of loaves of bread a week. And we get meat, and we get dry goods and canned goods. You know, we made a vow to the Lord that we would never, ever turn anybody down who was hungry. And you know what? We are just so able to be a blessing to anybody who wants it, and as much as they want, as long as we have it. Every time we need something, God always brings it to us. And we always, always have money to give. God has just blessed us. I mean, we had no idea that it would be this big. The most amazing thing that God has put in our lives is our finances. I mean, here we were, Stockholm junkies, not too long ago. We have never been in debt. We have never been late on any bills. You know, for many years, a long, long time, I always wanted to have a brand new Harley Davidson. Since I've been living for the Lord, I always wanted to be part of a motorcycle Christian group. I'm the assistant chaplain. We are called Black Sheep, which is kind of strange for a motorcycle ministry, but we're named that way because we're different. I mean, we're all about ministry. We're all about serving, and we're all about helping other people. You know, we're not out drinking and being rowdy like a lot of people. You know, they see a guy on a bike and he's got a patch on. The Black Sheep just love the Lord, and we just love serving and giving. Right now, our food ministry is blessing Crossfire Ministries, Good News Foundation here in the Springs. Okay, we're taking care of God's Pantry down in Fountain. We get stuff up into the Lake George Elementary School. We get stuff up into Cripple Creek, Guffey, Victor, up into Woodland Park also. I also belong to a couple of other motorcycle groups. One of them, Bikers United for America, when they have their benefits, I'm one of the guys that mostly gets a lot of the food for them. I help them cook when they do benefits and stuff, just to raise money to help other people. Every Saturday, I go pick up a trailer full of food, and I bring it home, and I just open up my trailer to all my neighbors. People come, drive over and pick up food. Other ministries come, other churches come and get cases of food. Outreaches come to get stuff from us. And we also, Springs of Life Outreach, every Tuesday we give them food and we feed the homeless down there.
This is our passion. We want to serve like God served us when we were homeless.
You know, we came from the streets, and with our ministry, we don't want anybody to feel like they're worthless or they're useless because they're going through some hard times. We want them to feel loved. We want them to feel welcomed. We just want to welcome them with open hearts and just a godly attitude. And we want to see these people through God's eyes, just like God sees us, in a loving and awesome way. When people come into our ministry, you know what? We're not going to treat them like homeless. We're not going to treat them like people going through some hard times. We're going to treat them like kings and queens.
And we just love people the way God loved us. We can't give away something that He didn't give us.
We're going to greet them. We're going to pray if they need prayer. And we're going to do our best and use all our resources to help them in any way that we can.
From addiction to freedom. From poverty to abundance. From life on the streets to a Charis Bible College classroom. From dumpster dining to feeding the hungry and sharing the bread of life. Kevin and Rachel Dowling have become world changers, living a life of destiny.
On today's program, Andrew showed the financial breakthrough story of Kevin and Rachel Dowling. If you'd like to view this story again, you can see it in its entirety along with five additional testimonies on Financial Breakthroughs Volume 1. It's available on DVD for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get the Financial Breakthroughs DVD as part of the Prosperity Package. This package includes the Financial Stewardship Series on your choice of CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program, the book, the Financial Stewardship Study Guide, and the Financial Breakthroughs DVD. The entire package has a catalog value of $115. But today you can get the Prosperity Package for a gift of $85 or more. Make sure to specify the CD or DVD when you order. Go to awmi.net and click on today's TV offer to see all the ways you can get this teaching. The fourth audio teaching in today's series is titled, Prosperity Isn't Selfish. It's available for a gift of any amount when you write or call. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources through our website at awmi.net. While you're there, you can discover more product details and download additional free resources. Or you can order through our helpline Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. If the lines are busy, remember, you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events. In December, Andrew will be hosting three very special Evening in December Christmas Dinner Theater events at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park. On the 4th and 5th, experience the variety show, The Gift. On the 12th and 13th, a Broadway-style musical, God With Us. And on the 18th and 19th, experience an old-fashioned Colorado Cowboy Christmas. Seating is limited at these special, fully catered Christmas dinner theater events. Go to christmasatcharis.com to purchase tickets today. In January, Andrew will be speaking in Phoenix and Mesa, Arizona, and will be back at the Sanctuary in Woodland Park, Colorado for the annual Charis Bible College Men's Advance. And in February, he'll be in Banning, Pasadena, and Ontario, California. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, visit our website at awmi.net.
Join Andrew in Phoenix this January for a 3-day Gospel Truth Seminar. The seminar takes place at the beautiful 5-star Biltmore Resort and Spa in Phoenix, Arizona. Enjoy the resort and warm Arizona sun alongside Andrew's powerful message of grace and faith. Andrew Wommack will be accompanied by guest speaker Dwayne Sheriff of Victory Life Church in Durant, Oklahoma. Charlie and Jill LeBlanc will provide praise and worship, and Jamie Wommack will minister in song. Reserve your room before December 12, 2014, and mention Andrew Wommack Ministries to receive a special rate of $139 per night. This seminar takes place on January 1st through the 3rd. For information on this event and accommodations, visit www.awmi.net.